The purpose of this show is solely to provide information for you to make your own decisions on the subjects that are presented. Welcome to the Ben Armstrong Show, folks. So glad that you have joined me. Pfizer documents show the vaccine causes systematic damage to the body. Pfizer actually asked a judge to seal this information, folks. They wanted it sealed for 75 years. Many of you heard this. Some of you, if you're new, might not even know that that occurred, but I think most of you know that there was a Pfizer document dump that you were supposed to be allowed to see, but they didn't want you to see. Now, it was 55,000 pages. So, with 55,000 pages, and apparently there's more that is going to be dumped during the month of April, but with 55,000 pages of data and medical speak, imagine you alone trying to go through 500 pages of that. It's not fun going through 50 pages of that. 55,000 pages. So there's been a team assembled by Dr. Naomi Wolf of volunteers that actually have went through parts of it. And this is just an update. What I'm about to give you, this information, it really shows that the reason why they didn't want you to see these documents is because it proves they knew the whole time that this vaccine was extremely dangerous. They knew and lied and committed fraud by saying it was safe and effective. That includes the government, the FDA, the CDC, the media companies that did it. But Pfizer and Moderna definitely knew. They knew from their studies. And so you're going to find out this again, folks. I want to stress this, and I'm going to play you Dr. Naomi Wolf and the stuff that Team 5 has found. This is just a snippet. We've given you other snippets of things that they have found. This is just another snippet of just one team and the section that they went through, what they found. Understand, there's still a whole bunch more to find out. And if you ever have court trials, then you'll find out even more. Because if we prove fraud, Pfizer and Moderna will lose their ability to, well, their liability protection. You will be allowed to sue them. That's why this is key. That's why they wanted 75 years. They wanted to be long gone. They wanted to be dead before you found this information. That alone tells you. They know that they did something wrong. Who asks for it? If you didn't do anything wrong, you wouldn't care if people looked at your stuff that you know is supposed to be public record in the first place. That's the thing. This is supposed to be stuff that we're allowed to look at. That's what's so amazing. So if you don't want the public to see stuff that they're supposed to be allowed to see, and want it hidden for 75 years, then you know you're guilty. This isn't an accident. This isn't them accidentally doing this. This is all on purpose. Let's get to Dr. Naomi Wolf. She was on Steve Bannon's show, War Room Pandemic. And, well, he basically gives her the controls to let the American people know. And I'm trying to help get the word out. Take a listen.
You have the deck. You have the deck and the con. So just, it's your baby. You roll.
I will make good use of it because people really need to know and understand what these amazing volunteers and the lawyers are finding in these documents that, again, to remind everyone, Pfizer and the FDA tried to conceal. These are public documents they tried to keep from you. So in just 2021, there were 1,810 deaths from Pfizer vaccines or after Pfizer vaccines and 1,832 from Moderna. So now I'm gonna highlight a big difference. So of the total adverse events in 2021, Pfizer's first dose was, pay attention, 145,664 adverse events, bad things happened. Moderna's first dose, pay attention, 236,000 316, a big difference. All right. So let's drill down into that, and you see something pretty creepy. Some of you are probably already remembering that a few weeks ago, here on this show, which as far as I know is the only platform where anyone is doing the kind of reporting that should be done about this vastly important trove of documents, you remember we did a feature on how there were different dosages of the mRNA, the lipid nanoparticles, between Pfizer and Moderna and the other brands. Well, there's an 89,000 difference between Pfizer's bad outcomes and Moderna's bad outcomes, much worse for Moderna. So I will now tell you that, remember, the Moderna micrograms were 100 micrograms per dose for adults, and Pfizer's first dose was 30 micrograms. So right there, people who got Moderna for a first dose, and I don't want to scare upset anyone, but you know, the sooner we realize what has happened here, the better we can treat people and care for people, right? Moderna was three times the amount of lipid nanoparticles. I keep going back to these tiny, hard, fatty casings, these industrial casings. You can buy them. You can go on the internet and order them from pharmaceutical supply companies in boxes, right? They're lipid nanoparticles, and we remember we found from the Pfizer documents that they're going, not staying in the site of your arm, but going into the bloodstream within 48 hours, into the lymph, into adrenals, liver, spleen, and ovaries.
Yeah, they're going to more than that. They even go to the brain. And just about three or four episodes ago, I gave you Dr. Jessica Rose, who talked about those nanoparticles, actually that fatty casing, some of it is made up of actual toxic fats. Toxic. This is not a joke. If you don't believe me, just go back a few episodes. It's like my episode's like named that. I'll give you the exact name. The vaccine injects toxic fats into your body. You can check that out at thenewamerican.com. And that's Dr. Jessica Rose walks through this, and she got this information from the Pfizer document dump, proving that toxic fats were used. And of course, that is causing problems because they promised that the nanoparticles, I'm sure most people remember, it goes in the muscle and then it won't go anywhere else but that. They knew that was a lie. They knew that was a lie. There's so much more I'm going to give you. This isn't all. What if you're thinking, is this it? No. Although this is bad enough, it already is proving fraud. If they knew that the nanoparticles that have toxic fats can go to your organs, and then they know that that can affect your organs and give you all sorts of different reactions, let alone some people could just have an allergic reaction to some of these fats that were used that are toxic, let alone that aspect, them gathering in certain organs is not good for your organs and can cause a variety of different health problems for you. This matters because remember, even if we're not even getting into the deaths, because they knew people could die as well, because people did die. Their documents show they saw a whole bunch of people die. And vaccines, you don't want deadly vaccines. But even if, just act like nobody died from the vaccine. The catastrophic adverse events are overwhelming for anyone to ever say it's a safe and effective vaccine. If a vaccine is going to disable you for the rest of your life, some things are worse than dying, as people say. Some people get stuff. I actually have, and I won't because I won't name them, but relatives that have had an adverse effect that is so awful, I'm not even going to say what it is, but I couldn't imagine living with it, that it's basically debilitating. It makes it so you can't live a normal life anymore. And it's from the vaccine. And the person, I don't want to say, because I don't know if they would even want me to mention it, and so I'm not going to. But I'm sure people know all this stuff, that they know people that have had adverse events. Adverse events are alone able to make a vaccine be pulled off the market. So when they know that there's all these tons of adverse events, and they know they're going to be giving it to millions of people around the world, they know that around the world, millions of people are going to be affected. They know it, and they did it anyway. Keep that in mind. And that's not counting that they know that people can die from it, too. Let's get more into it. But the nanoparticles has been ignored. Everyone's been looking at what the spike protein does to people with this mRNA technology. But we're finding out the nanoparticles have had a massive effect on people as well. So let's go back to Naomi Wolf, though. She had a lot to cover, a lot to say. And remember, this is just a tiny snippet of what has been found so far. And it's just a one snippet of what has been found. There's more, and then we'll find more. Take a listen.
So the big question there is the 89,000 more adverse events from the first dose of Moderna in any way connected to people getting triple the amount of the mRNA and the lipid nanoparticles in their bloodstreams? That's a huge question that's been surfaced. And of course, we're going to keep diving into it. The other thing I want to point out, super creepy, and I sent the wonderful Cameron the link so you can all see this for yourselves if you want, a spreadsheet where you can see dose three of what was clearly intended to be a six-dose course, right? Oh, the booster. This was planned from the very beginning that there would be six different dosages. So we're not quite there yet.
I want to pause it there because I don't know if I'll get to it later on. She talks about why she thinks it will be six doses. She can't say for sure. She just is saying that they left room to mark down things from six different doses. So she's assuming that they planned. She doesn't know for sure if they planned six doses. And she corrects herself later on. So I'm just correcting it now because I don't know if I'll get to that part. Here's more.
In the spreadsheet, which I will send, there are different codes for how they administer the vaccine. So one of them is intramuscular IM, one of them is intradural into the skin, through the skin, and one is SYR, which is syringe. The other is OT, which is other. I don't know what it means yet. The medical people are diving into it. But to me, it's kind of alarming that you don't know, which of these groups you're falling into. And I don't understand yet why, syringe is broken out from through the muscle, through the skin. We're going to find out. The other subcategory is right arm or left arm. So again, I keep saying this is so visibly an experiment on millions of people where they're not kind of launching a medicine. They're tabulating what is going to happen to you if you get 30 micrograms. What's going to happen to you if you get 100 micrograms? What's going to happen to you if you get it, in the syringe? What's going to happen to it if you get it in an intramuscular way?
Understand, I have to pause it here. What she's saying there is they knew that they were going to use the population of America and other people around the world as lab rats. They knew that. They knew this was all experimental. We told you this from the beginning. It's not like we did that. If you go and get it, you're volunteering and they have liability immunity. So you're volunteering for an experiment, but people tried to act, oh no, I trust they're saying it's safe and effective. No, it wasn't safe and effective. They tricked you. And for anybody who did not know that you were signing up for an experimental vaccine, which shouldn't even be called a vaccine, it's manipulate your genes. It's gene therapy. They knew they were experimenting on you. That's why they were doing different doses. They're doing different doses to see the different results. Remember, a lot of them, don't believe that human beings are different than animals. They think human beings are the same and that they have evolved from animals through evolution. A lot of these people do. And that's why they don't think it matters if they experiment on you or if they experiment on a dog. What's the difference? It's all evolution and you're all animals. If you're a Christian, it's appalling because we're made in God's image and human beings are not animals. And to treat us as animals is evil. But to an evolutionist, treating a human as an animal is nothing. That factors in, folks. Just so you know, that's why they're okay. That's how they go to bed at night, because they don't, they're not in fear of God and the consequences that they'll have to stand before God for what they have done to millions and millions of people. But they will. They will stand before God someday. Know that. Take a listen to more from Naomi Wolf.
They don't know, and they're looking. The last thing I do want to say, and that's where that table that you just showed is relevant, is it shows you right there. This is 5.3.6, table 2, and this is just through February 28, 2021. So they already have 42,086 adverse events, bad things, right? That's medical speak for bad things you don't want to have happen to you, right there in this section that they're scrutinizing. But what I really want to call your attention to is blood and lymphatic system disorders is right up there. It's 4.7% of that total of bad things. And one of the things they break out there is lymphadenopathy, and that's swollen lymph nodes, right? And the dissident doctors were warning about this a year and a half ago, that the spike protein, you know, that the people were having lymphatic problems, swollen lymph nodes, and you've got lymph nodes, you know, all over your body, in your armpits, in your groin. You know, I won't go into too much detail, but the lymph system keeps your body, you know, keeps moving toxins out of your body. So these are blockages in getting toxins out of your body, it would appear. The other thing is that there are cardiac disorders, and that's 2.6% of the total, and they knew it. And one of them is tachycardia, which a beloved loved one of mine got right after the second Moderna vaccine. And then finally down below, you've got general disorders, pyrexia, which you think isn't maybe that serious until you look it up. And 18.2% of the adverse events in this one group were pyrexia. That is, if you look it up, a dangerously high level of fever. I'm going to say that again, a dangerously high level of fever. So I'm not a doctor, but a lot of what we're seeing here kind of is intuitive. If you understand the mechanism, you know, that is bringing this novel technology in little tiny hard casings throughout the bloodstream in your body. Your body is, you know, these are things that happen when your body is trying to get rid of something, when your body is inflamed, when there's a problem. And also these tiny hard particles are going through the bloodstream into the heart. So I'm not a doctor, but this is a systemic damage to the human body. It's systemic. And they didn't tell you. I can tell you one of the side effects is rash. My loved one who got skin problems after the vaccine, she wasn't told by her doctor that rash is way up there in this set of documents for one of the side effects. And that's minor compared to damage to the heart, which my beloved relative sustained, an otherwise completely healthy 84-year-old woman now has damaged her heart, tachycardia, and it's right there. And her doctor did not say, you know, of these adverse effects, almost 3% are tachycardia. You're going to have an irregular heartbeat. You might faint. You might have a heart attack. No, safe and effective, safe and effective, safe and effective. So every time the volunteers turn over more of what they're finding, the systemic nature of this criminal experiment, and I say it's criminal because it is against the law to experiment on human beings without their full informed consent. And none of you, unless you saw these disclosures, none of you had informed consent. So that is against the Nuremberg Code. It's violations of your bodily integrity. I'm sure that it's a criminal offense because it's harming your body through fraud or through deception. And it's one of the greatest crimes against mankind I can even imagine. So
she lays it out exactly the way it should be laid out. Folks, if you had known how risky the vaccine was, would you have gotten it? Now, many of you might be okay, hopefully. Here's the problem. There's long-term effects that we have no idea. Remember, they've experimented. They can't tell you there won't be long-term effects. They can't tell you that you won't be affected 5 years from now or a year from now. They don't know. I don't know. Nobody knows. We have to because everyone was experimented on, we have to go down this road and wait and see. The point is, did you know, did you understand that it wasn't safe and effective, and you were taking massive risks signing up for an experimental gene therapy? Or did you think you were getting an old-fashioned vaccine? See, it's illegal to deceive people that way in advertisement as well. You can't make people falsely believe the product is one thing when it's actually something else, and they definitely did that. And they sent $1 billion to news organizations around the country to lie to you, to promote it as safe and effective. And that's why I'm saying to lie to you. They flat out lied. If this vaccine is safe and effective, that then there is no such thing as a non-safe and effective vaccine. But this vaccine is more dangerous, has killed more people, and give more adverse events than all vaccines in the history of the world combined. Do you understand? And it's not even close. So how can it be safe and effective? But they've told you it is, and they're still telling you it is. Does this not enrage you? Don't get mad at me for giving you the truth. You know, a lot of people won't watch these videos. They look at the title and they won't watch them. And maybe, hopefully you're one of those people that finally did. Because, I don't know, embarrassed that they made you take a vaccine? Remember, they forced this on a lot of people. They threatened people's income, threatened your jobs to make you take part in an experiment that we still don't know the end result. Why are you mad at me for telling you the truth? You should want as much truth as possible so you can sue them. Consume every ounce of information that is about how harmful Pfizer and Moderna's vaccines have been. Because when their liability protection falls from fraud, you can sue them. You should be consuming all this information as much as possible. And we need you to sue them. I keep trying to tell people this because it's true. I can't sue them. You want to know why? I didn't take the vaccine. I've been warning people never to take it. But many of you who watch this show have taken the vaccine. You can sue them, and hopefully you sue them at the beginning to prove the fraud so that you can later sue them for the financial situation, or you can wait for someone else to do it. But I'm telling you, go on offense. Go on offense. Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes to the Father except through him. I told you that because I love you guys. See ya! Folks, for over 60 years, the John Birch Society has been standing for our constitutional rights. They want to limit and counter big government and its agenda. You need to go and check out the John Birch Society at jbs.org. Go check it out now.